Sure. Yeah, he's running there. استلمت انت من افتخار؟
لا ما بعرف بدك ياخذ عنه؟
لا لا ايه احسن لا خليه والله ما
You want to speak? It's working?
No, inshallah, yeah. I don't know the other side.
I don't think it's working for you. I didn't hear it there when they prayed Azan. Lady, can any of the ladies check if there is sound there on the other side? الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حبيبي making سجود أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نوية الأربعين نوية الاعتكاف نوية الخلوة نوية العزة نوية الرياضة نوية السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. Obey Allah سبحانه وتعالى, obey Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and obey those who are on authority. And who are on authority are two types. First, the rulers of the countries, we have to obey their laws. Second, the rulers for spiritualities, rulers for hearts. And we have to listen and to obey their orders because they will guide us to where we need to go. We were speaking in the last five or six sessions about who are the guides. Because this is a very important learning and knowledge that Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, Sayyidi Shaykh Abdullah Faiz al-Daghestani Sultan al-Awliya, has explained it in detail And Maulana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah give him long life, has explained it in his way, according to the notes of a grand sheikh. And here I am, have these notes that we took from long time ago, and try to explain that. We spoke about there are four levels for those who came new. There are four levels of guides. First is Murshid At-Tabarruk, the guide for Baraka, and we explain his characteristics. Murshid At-Taskiya, the guide for purification and cleanliness, and we explain that. And now we are coming to Murshid At-Tasfiya, and at the end we come to the Murshid Al-Irshad, Murshid At-Tarbiya. So Murshid At-Tasfiya is the guide who, after Murshid At-Tabarruk, the guide of purification, after he tries his best to purify the people and train them how to purify their hearts from the temptations of shaitan and the sicknesses of their egos, and how to bring them up to his level, to the level that he is in. Now he takes them, because his levels are limited also, he takes them to the presence of Murshid At-Tasfiya, the guide of sifting. You know, in when you sift, as we said yesterday, gold, Tasfiya. When you pick up what you want and leave the rest. So the gold is mixed with dirt usually. So you mix it, you wash it by water in order to get the dirt down and the gold stays up. So you get the best, the cream of the gold, the cream of the community, the cream of the students, the cream of those, the best among in the eyes of the guide. Although you will not lose your what you have been trained with and what you have been learned from the guide of purification, no, you are in that level, but there are some people can pass, like in the classroom or in universities, those, everyone has a C or a B, but not everyone has an A plus. So those who have A plus, they take them for higher education, for a very complicated studies. So they agree and they accept them, but they don't take the C and the A and the D, and might be the B sometimes. So they take the A and A plus. So in Murshid At-Tasfiya, the guide of choosing the best of the community, the best of the students, it has to go through his own now level, that he can bring them in and begin to train them in order to be able to reach that level. So we are speaking now about the guide in that level. What are his characteristics according to Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, and according to Maulana Sheikh Nazim explanations? And I am quoting. Murshid At-Tasfiya, the third level of Irshad, of guidance, he has to have the characteristic of Murshid At-Tabarruk, the first level, Murshid of Baraka, guide of Baraka. He has to have accomplished already the powers of guide of purification. He carries these two characteristics, these two categories, and now he is in his level. He's saying that he is in a level where, in that level, all guides that they have attained the two first levels, all their characteristics will be reflected on him. Because we have to make sure that there is not only one guide, in the first levels, there are many, because there are many awliyas. They can carry the first level, the second level, the third level. But the fourth level is only with the Sultan of Awliya. It's one in the top of the pyramid, which is Sultan al-Awliya Mawlana Sheikh Muhammad Nazim al-Haqqani. May Allah bless him, bless his powers, and bless us with, because of him. May Allah bless us for his sake. What is the first characteristic that he can carry the murshid, the one that he choose, the elite of the students? First, he has to be ascetic, zahid. Zahid from everything. Today, if you say someone is ascetic, zahid, immediately it goes to your mind that he is zahid of dunya, that he doesn't involve himself in dunya. Might be dunya becomes slave to him. He is not anymore slave to dunya. Slave will be running after him. There are awliya Allah, as Prophet ﷺ has mentioned in his hadith. One day, is this grand sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, mentioned it, that one early morning, Ishraq time, Prophet ﷺ called his Sahaba in Madinatul Munawwara. Usually all the time used to go with his Sahaba training out by mountain of Uhud and teaching them early morning at Ishraq time, when it is still cold, not very hot. He stood there facing the mountain. East is behind him, so the sun is rising up, and he put the Sahaba near him in a line, and he said to them, look at the mountain of Uhud. So they stand and looking straight to the mountain. So they gave their back to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because they are looking to the mountain. So when they look to the, when they stood up in line looking at the mountain, means the sun is behind them. So immediately in front of them was their shadows. By the sun, you can see the shadow of people. And Prophet ﷺ said to them, anyone that can catch his shadow, I want you to run. Anyone can catch his shadow, I'm giving him my jubba. They didn't use their minds. Sahaba never used their minds in the presence of Prophet. Also, you cannot use your mind in the presence of awliya Allah, inheritors of Prophet and inheritors of other prophets. You have to accept. Because you are coming to them, asking them a question, answering you, then you take it. You don't want to listen to what they say, then do what you want, don't ask. Because whenever you ask, more and more difficulty will come in the answer. Like Sayyidina Musa and the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Israel, people of Israel, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered them to slaughter a cow. They didn't want to pay for a cow. So they begin to ask questions. What kind of eyes the cow has? Giving him the eyes of the cow. How is the color of the cow? Give them the color. It becomes so difficult to find that cow. And then when they found it, it was so expensive. So you have to know that sometimes Mawlana may answer you opposite of you what you like. So you have to be careful. Sahaba did used to ask Prophet. They asked him, graft the trees. Can we graft the palm trees? He said, yes, this year will be the best. Everything at the end was dead. they came to Prophet and they said, Ya Rasulallah, they died. We asked you and we did what you said, they died. He said, I came to complete your akhirah, not your dunya. You want to ask for dunya? Ask of people who knows about dunya. I'm not coming for dunya. I'm coming for your akhirah mainly. So when Prophet ﷺ said to Sahaba, run after your shadow, if you catch it, I give you my robe. They didn't ask why, what is impossible. They run. And the shadow, as they are running, the shadow is running. They cannot catch it. Until they reach in the mountain, the shadow came on the mountain. Then he said to them, look at me and run to me. They look at Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and they were running to him. And their shadow is running behind them. Because it's the sun is in the east. So now the sun is facing them, so the shadow is behind. They came to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when you are running after dunya, it makes you a slave to her, to the dunya. You cannot catch it. But when you run to me toward akhirah, your dunya will run behind you like the shadow is running behind you. So I'm coming for akhirah, I'm not coming for dunya. So Murshid al-Tasfiya, when we say someone is ascetic, zahid, immediately it comes to our mind he is zahid of dunya. And what he says, Grand Sheikh, he said he has to be zahid ascetic from akhirah, not from dunya, also from akhirah. He doesn't want anything from akhirah. He wants one main in his mind is his, the divine presence, his Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastani, what he said? He said, Ya Rabbi, make my body as big as hell. I don't mind. I'm not afraid of your hellfire. I want to save the whole ummah for because I love you. They are your creation. Make my body as big as hell, that no one will enter except me, and everyone will be saved. He is zahid in akhir. No one can say that. When Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, Allah, he said, Ya Abu Hurairah, when you read the verse of Holy Quran, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار.
Those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they mention his beautiful names and attributes, standing, sitting and laying down, means 24 hours. Standing means when you are awake. You're going, coming, moving, working, doing whatever, and your heart is busy. When you are sitting means when you are at home, with your family, still your heart is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are laying down means when you are sleeping. Means 24 hours you are occupied. When you reach that level, Sahaba were reaching that level. When you reach that level of knowledge, what you think about the continuation of the ayah, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and they reflect their thoughts on the creation of heavens and earth.
لخلق السماوات والأرض أكبر من خلق الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
Allah said in Holy Quran, creation of samawat and earth, creation of this universe, is more complicated and difficult than creation of a human being. People today, I know, we are all like that. We think the creation of a human being is so complicated, more difficult than creation of universe. Because scientists, they teach us when we were young at universities that Big Bang happened, big explosion, and that the universe is there. Allah is saying in Holy Quran, the creation of heaven and earth, more difficult, more than creation of human beings. But many people don't know, he said at the end of this ayah. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Majority of people, they don't know. So we are not going to go into that discussion. But I give one small example. 50 million degrees centigrade. 50 million degrees centigrade is the main the centrum of sun is generating an energy and fire, and that atomic reaction in every moment, it generates a 50 million degrees centigrade on the sun. Imagine what kind of fuel it is. From years and years, Allah knows how many years the sun is there and never finished, still shooting these atomic reactions, more than hydrogenic bombs and explosions. 50 million degrees centigrade, who is doing it? Who, what kind of fire is making that fire, that heat intensity of the heat? So Prophet ﷺ said, what do you think about, Ya Abu Huraira, about that? Thinking, reflecting your thought on earth. He said, when I reflect my thought, I see the universe indicate the greatness of Allah.
He said, Ya Abu Huraira, تفكر ساعة خير من عبادة يوم.
The way you are thinking, reflecting in such a way, for 1 hour a day, you will be rewarded as a worshipness of one day.
See, meditation is important.
But not meditation to Allah knows what you are learning, meditation to statues or to pictures or to candles or to this and that. It is an imitational kind of meditation, but you have to look into the most important one that Allah is mentioning in Holy Quran. Then he saw Sayyidina Ali, Prophet continued, and he said, Ya Ali, what you think about this verse of Holy Quran? Same. And what you think about reflecting your thought when you read that ayah? Said, Ya Sayyidi, Ya Rasulullah, when I think about that ayah, I will see the greatness of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created every star in its place, every constellation, how it has worked systematically with each other, how the moon is turning around the earth, how is the earth turning about itself, creating day and night, moon turning around the earth, creating month, both moon and earth turning around each sun, making a year. And I'm looking and I'm wondering where you are going to send me here and there in this huge universe that we are in. He said, Ya Ali, I'm cutting it short. Ya Ali, the way you think that way, تفكر ساعتين خير من عبادة سنة.
the way you are thinking, you will be rewarded as if worshipness of 1 year. For 1 hour, you think like that, you reflect your thought on Allah's greatness of this universe and your being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the reward of 1 year of worshipness. Not your own worshipness, but the real worshipness. Because our worshipness is like imitation of worshipness. When we pray, we say, Allahu Akbar. Oh, how many thoughts come? How many shaitan whispering in our ears? This or that or everything. So, it will give you worshipness, pure worshipness. As if you are no sin, innocence, because when Prophet ﷺ said you will be rewarded with a 1 year of worshipness, means it is a complete worshipness with no sin in it. Pure one. That's why reflect your thought daily, even 5 minutes. You don't need to get 1 year. Get 1 week. Get 1 day. Reflect 1 minute. Close your eyes. Connect with your Sheikh, from Mawlana Sheikh to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I think 1 minute is enough. Then he passed by Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. And he said, Ya Abu Bakr, what do you think about that verse of Holy Quran? Same. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم يتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. And he said, yes, I hear رسول الله. Well, I think about that verse. And I see the ummah, your ummah, and I see human beings. I say, Ya Rabbi, let the heat of the intensity of the heat, lahab, the flame, let the intensity of the heat that comes out with a flame, out of hellfire, to come on me, alone, and the whole ummah will be saved. He said, Ya Abu Bakr, تَفَكُّرُ سَاعَةٍ خَيْرٌ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ سَبْعِينَ سَنَةً. The way you think, you reflect your thought, you will be rewarded, is better than worshipness of 70 years. Not 1 year and 1 day. From 70 years means when you say, Ya Rabbi, for the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm giving up my dunya and my akhirah. And do whatever you want. I want to be like a earth that people can step on me. It's not easy. I was yesterday, and still we are speaking about Murshid al-Tasfiya, so diverting. But these diversions are good. Maulana in a seclusion. When he sees people, for sure he, that energy that they have, people have, they are coming from complete dunya, coming visiting. They carry with them the pollution of this dunya that they have been polluted with, mingling with all kind of life, all kind of walk of life and people and everything. So this negative energy will be reflected immediately on Mawlana Sheikh. So that's why it's not easy for someone to carry that responsibility unless if he is inheriting directly from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and especially through that Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, they are following the line of Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, giving their lives for the Ummah. These awliya are giving their lives for the Ummah. They see you or they don't see you, it's no problem. As soon as your intention from your country, stepping out of your home, intention to come and visit, from that moment he is carrying you, carrying all your problems. That beside that he is carrying you as a student. So we go back to Murshid Tasfiya, the one that can choose the cream of the elite of the murids. He has to be ascetic from Zahid al Akhir. He has to be ascetic from Akhir also. ويكون عليه التكليف من مربيه الحقيقي بأن لا يخطر في قلبه ما سوى الله تعالى. And he is under an obligation, not under, sometimes Maulana say do this, but he doesn't insist on it. You do it, you don't do it, it's up to you. But here, no, it's an obligation, because he already is in that journey of guidance. He passed the two levels behind him, before him, Tabarruk and Tazkiyah. And now coming to Tazkiyah, he knows that he has to carry that obligation that coming from his real murshid. Sometimes people they think their murshid is this man because he represents a real murshid. No, it's not. He's an imitation of murshid. He has nothing. It's not easy to be a murshid. You can be someone that gives presentation, a seminar, a conference, a speech. It's okay. There is no problem. But guidance is completely different. Guidance, he has to take you from where you are and raise you to his level. Take you from problems during your 24 hours. I explained it yesterday. Guidance is not, they have to, every moment in your life, they are able to see. And I mentioned one of the examples yesterday when we were quarreling with my mother when I was young, go to visit Grand Sheikh in Damascus, and she said, no, because we have tests, I have exams in university. And she insisted not to go, I insisted to go. And then at 4 o'clock, I took the car and went with my brother all the way to Grand Sheikh House. 3 hours, 2 hours drive. We went to go up. Before we going up, he was waiting at the door. You want to knock? He opened the door. So what are you doing here? Go back. Make your mother happy and then come back. I explained it in detail, so no need to go through it now. So, I have one of my cousins playing with the gun in Lebanon, and one bullet came in his intestine. 36 holes in his intestine. All doctors said, like he was being shot by like 3 in the afternoon, 2 in the afternoon, immediately to the hospital. They said a lot of bleeding. They will try their best, but they don't think till morning he will survive. Immediately went to Branch. Went 2 hours, we were there. Maulana Sheikh Nazim was sitting, Grand Sheikh was there, and Grand Sheikh said, don't worry, saved. What saved? He's going to die, 36 holes in his body. He said, saved. We changed his intestine. Go back, don't worry, tell them. Maulana was, Sheikh Nazim was translating, and he said, sit here. He opened a lecture. We were what, shaking, anxious to go back to see it. He said, sit here, eat now. So he's very, Grand Sheikh likes always to have grind meat with onion and tomato and put it in the oven and then, or on the fire, and then eat. So he made for us that. And we were eating, and we want to have quickly to eat and run back. He said, eat slowly. Don't worry about it. Saved.
If open a lecture 3 hours. When he gives lecture, 3 hours. And subhanAllah, Mawlana Sheikh Nazim translate at that time, not missing a full stop. Grand Sheikh, he speaks 5 minutes, you cannot stop him. So Mawlana Sheikh Nazim used to try to stop him in order to translate, but he keep continuing. And then Mawlana Sheikh Nazim has to follow quickly and to explain, and then he cut him in the middle of the explanation, going to another explanation, and Mawlana able to continue all the way. Mawlana Sheikh Nazim able to continue. So we went back. We reached like midnight back in the hospital. The operation is done. And my cousin was speaking, you know, when you have anesthesia, so a little bit drowsy, you are drowsy. And he was saying, don't worry, don't worry. Grand Sheikh was here. He was doing my operation. He saw Grand Sheikh during the operation, touching him. Doctors were surprised that they never expected that he's going to live. Until today he's living. This is like 40 years ago. So, murshid, guide, it's not like we are saying about ourselves, we are guides. People, they take permission to do zikr, they become guides. Guides of what? Guide of your ego, yes.
Guides of what?
Guide. Allah rewarded you because you did something good. Mawlana gave you authority to guide, take care of people, not guiding, taking care of people. Try your best, alhamdulillah, you progress, you might become a guide, who knows? But we must not give our egos acknowledgement that I'm a guide. No, I don't like to say it, but I am under the feet. We have to be feeling ourselves like we are nothing, not an ant even. Ant can speak. And Allah mentioned it in the Holy Quran.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قالت نملة يا أيها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون.
An ant, small ant. When you see small ant, Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bustani was talking and saw an ant moving, he stopped talking, addressing his people. And he said, look, it's moving, coming near Sheikh Salim. Find some food there. Picking the food, touching the food, and then went back, and a huge line of ants followed. Which language? How the ant, with what kind of intelligence the ant has to reach to find the food? Look. Can you find food on this carpet? No. If you bring an ant, it will find the food. Is that? They have, Allah gave them that technology. We call it technology, but it's a heavenly instinct. Sensor. It's a sensor. Say, yeah, oh, no, oh, hey, oh, ant! Run to your cave before Sayyidina Sulaiman come and step on you. How she knew Sayyidina Sulaiman? And we are not able to know who is the guide and real guide. She knew he's a prophet, he's the king. Represents Allah on earth, he's Khalifa, he's a prophet. We do not understand who is guide, who is not guide. We say to our teachers who are overseas and they are teaching out of here, of this area, of this
place his sultan or place here, we go there and say, oh, this is a khalifa, this is a guy, this is a... Respect is okay, but make sure you want to praise them, it's okay. But you have to know that you, the one that you've been praised and people think about you are a guy, tell them, I am not. Have that power to say, I'm not. Step on your ego. These last 7, 8 lectures, Maulana giving broadcasting live, is saying that I'm nothing. If some people heard it, he continues repeating, I'm nothing. I am the weakest. Who can say that I'm the weakest? They go on the conference, on the presentation, they give a lecture, they say we are the greatest, not the weakest. So he said he has an obligation, Murshid Al-Tasfiya, from his guide. Who is his guide? The one who is above him. Murshid Al-Tarbiya, means the Sultan. He said, I have an obligation that I must not allow any bad inspiration comes to my heart. All inspirations has to be heavenly. And nothing goes in my heart except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if the door of heaven's been opened to him to enter, he must close his eyes from entering. Why? Because you must not be busy with a creation. You have to be busy with the Creator. Very subtle meanings. وَإِذَا فُتِحَ لَهُ مَا فِي الْمَلَكُوتِ لَا يَلْتَفِتُ إِلَيْهِ Can you translate, Ali?
They open to him
الملكوت.
To see what's in the heavens, in the heavenly realm, he must not pay attention.
Must not pay attention. He's pay attention only to divine presence. Or else means he is interested in something in the creation, because heavens are created. Allah is the creator. His intention is there. His intention is Sayyidina Muhammad. His intention is his Sultan, Sultan al-Awliya, that can guide him through that life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah bless us. We continue tomorrow, I don't know, Jum'ah. Might be on Saturday. Wa min Allahi tawfiq bi hurmat al-Fatiha. Today Maulana Sheikh is going to do broadcast live, not from here. It's to become crowded there. So he is going to do broadcast from somewhere else. So you can be here at 4 o'clock. He is leaving from here to go to that place. So at 4 o'clock you will know when. And then you can follow. So I think he wants to see men only. So I don't know if ladies have permission, but I think he said the men, because ladies can see him in the house always. So actually it is a good luck for those who came in new, because they can see him immediately. I hope that still exists, what he said, maybe the gender changed, I don't know. But will be leaving from here at 4 o'clock. To that place, you can walk for a minute.